the castle and village of Guardamar. You are now in the strategic enclave once occupied by the cultures that navigated these coasts. From here, they had complete control of the coastline, from the small bay of Santa Pola to Cape Cervera, including the dreaded island of Tabarca. They could also communicate with the various populations residing around Vega Baja del Segura. The city of Orihuela especially benefited from the castle, which could warn off incoming enemy attacks by sea. For centuries, the enclave would unite the mystical and the mundane as a place of great religious significance, from the earliest Phoenicians to the most recent Muslims. Archaeological evidence can tell us more about these religious practices, which were likely closely linked to navigation. From incense burners with feminine faces of Iberian origin to fragments of images of the Roman god Mercury. However, this level of mysticism began to fade with the construction of the medieval village known as Guardamar. Founded in 1271 by Alfonso X the Wise, Guardamar was established under Castilian rule before soon becoming part of the Kingdom of Aragon under James II. At first, the village was surrounded a palisaded defence system to keep it safe from incoming naval attacks. Guardamar would become the most important royal village for the maritime defence of Orihuela's government, complete with its own council. Although now empty, within the enclosure was once a settlement built around the main street, or Carrer Mayor, which crossed the entire village from north to south and branched off into many small alleys and plazas that made up the urban framework, known today as a result of 18th century planimetric records. Throughout the Middle Ages, Guardamar was a stronghold in the southern kingdom of Valencia, and as such, its defences were reinforced. The strong defensive wall was strengthened by a series of turrets on its eastern side, as incursions by attacking Nasrid troops and northern African pirates were not unheard of. These threats aside, additional conflicts arose between the peninsular Christian kingdoms themselves. These would come to a head in the War of the Two Peters, an armed conflict fought between Castile and Aragon, in which the village of Guardamar played an important role, subjected to several sieges by Peter the Cruel. Both the village's defensive walls and its citadel dwellings were heavily damaged by the destruction, and these were gradually reconstructed at the beginning of the modern era. It was during this time that the citadel would attract new settlers as a result of the salt trade, fishing and plant gathering. This commercial and economic boom caught the attention of North Africans, who sought to lay waste to the area and take captives they could then market in the distant lands of Algiers. After attacks by infamous figures like Salah Reis, known for his pillaging activities, Guardamar's citadel demanded reinforcement of its battered defences. The wall was rebuilt with a large, smooth connecting facade and without turrets. From the 16th century onwards, new defences were constructed to adapt to the widespread use of gunpowder, including a tenaille formed by two small bulwarks equipped with cannons, one in the northeast, located on the Segura, and the other, the gunpowder bastion, facing the sea. It is the most notable example of new Renaissance reforms, not too far from the church that during the War of the Spanish Succession would be attacked and plundered by ostracists angry with Guardamar's support of Philip V of the House of Bourbon. Throughout the modern era, the population around the citadel continued to grow, with a suburb emerging around the northern ramparts that would one day grow to be larger than the village's inner population. However, on the fateful Good Friday of 1829, an earthquake ravaged the region, completely destroying the ancient village of Guardamar, and forcing its residents to move to a new location, in what today makes up the municipality of Guardamar. The Gunpowder Bastion is the only remaining sign of what occurred here throughout the Middle Ages and early modern period.